As we all were living through and we continue to live through a pandemic, a lot of things changed, including phenology and student phenology reports. And John, you and I wondered if it was going to be possible to have any student voices on anymore.
Yeah, we did. We were kind of talking about it and curious about what might happen.
Yeah, selfishly, we needed those voices to keep us going.
That's right.
And to learn from them. And we were so excited to have new contributors to phenology from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District, Pike Lake. And the teacher there, Rob Marone, is joining us this morning. Congratulations on making it through a odd school year, Rob.
Well, yeah, it's good to put that to bed.
I bet. With your reports that came in, it was really fun for me because radio listeners didn't get to see the video, but I could see the video before I transferred it to audio, and so I got to see into the, you know, living rooms and bedrooms of the kids that just, they seem to just love nature in your class.
They really do. There was a core group of kids that stuck with it after we left school. It's hard. That whole thing was hard because when they come to school every day, I have them. But when they went home, they could choose to engage with you or not. And this group of kids just kept on going. It was great.
You know, Rob, and by the way, hello again. It's been a while.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, Rob and I connected first when Rob was a teacher at the Proctor School, and yeah. And we had some...
I think I beat you, though, John, because I went to high school with Rob.
Yeah.
Okay. We graduated together.
That's right.
All right.
But you well. Can... Okay, I'll give it to you. You win.
At any rate, Rob, I have to tell you, and I think that this has probably become apparent to a lot of people, but the thing I think that gets the students going on phenology is the attitude of the teacher. If the teacher is excited about nature and phenology, the students can't help but get excited about it. And I think that your excitement, your love of nature just got these kids inspired, and they couldn't stop.
Well, I appreciate that. It's probably with anything, I guess it's part of teaching is being a salesman, and you got to be excited about what you're doing, and they tend to buy into it then. And how can you not with the phenology? It's something that's always changing, and it's always new, and you're always learning, and it's just so much fun. And the kids are finding that out, too.
Yeah.
You must have, what I noted in the reports we got from you was the students were doing extra research. Like, even one I remember was, she was wondering why her cat is rolling in the sand or the dirt. And I wonder that about mine, too, but I didn't take the time to do the research on it. Was that a part of what you were teaching them to look it up if they didn't understand it?
Well, when we were in school, we just started reporting to you guys this actually in late winter. And our first few reports weren't all that good. and that was part of my teaching. You know, I had to learn how to teach it to them or speak it so they understand it. And yeah, I would always ask them, well, why are they doing that? Why? But the real good reporting happened after they left me. And a lot of these kids, when we were assigning work online, we had to walk a fine line assigning too much work or too little work. And many of these kids wanted more work. So they just started taking it upon themselves to do the research. So they had something to report. The thing I actually loved the most about what the kids did, or if you paid attention, their writing improved all the time. I mean, they're complex sentences, and they just became more and more thoughtful.
So you were not prompting them? You were not helping them write this stuff? They were doing this on their own?
No, well, you could tell. The first opening paragraph, at first I was writing, but then they actually started to edit it. and then the little closing. But no, absolutely not. They wrote that stuff, and it was, some of it became humbling to hear, because, you know, I want to say, you don't always write like that. Why? Why now?
Indeed.
It was really good writing, and that's one of the things that impressed people around our district, that, you know, we can teach phonology, but they always wanted to think it's just science.
Yeah.
But it's not. There is writing, and there's math, and we're graphing, and we're, you know,
and there's public
tracking things,
public speaking, and yeah,
absolutely.
I
know this, John. You
I
wrote
do,
a book on
and
it.
And I've emphasized it to a lot of administrators, but it's really a blessing when something like this happens, and they can actually hear it and see it. And they realize that, wow, there's a lot more to this than just watching nature. There's a great deal more.
Absolutely. If it's done well, it's more than just, you know, noticing the first robin of the year. It's much more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've done a swell job. Those kids are, and you know, the funny thing is, and you may not have this contact. You may. It depends on if the kids stay in your school, but oftentimes, these kids that get introduced to phenology don't want to give it up, and they come back the next year, and in some cases, those kids will contact the radio station on their own because they're so inspired by it.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, that's all the research shows us. If the kids make this connection early in life with nature, it sticks with them.
Yeah.
But it has to happen early.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, and we've had conversations with people whose parents had them listening to phonology, and now they are
they've gone
far beyond graduate school or doctors, and they're studying the natural world all across the world too. So and you know, I think there's a special meaning during this time that we were able to hear kids' voices. I can't tell you how many people reached out to us to say, oh my gosh, I need this right now, you know? So.
Yeah, that was my Friday afternoons when we would record this, and I would be pretty exhausted, and it's the last thing we would do every week. And then to see those 9 smiling faces pop up on the meet, and we had to record it and get it right in one shot with the way the meet works. You know, Heidi, you had edited a little bit with the spacing and stuff, but you know, sometimes we'd have to try it 5-6 times to get it done, but it was so much fun to just see their excitement, and they just stick to it and help each other out, and yeah, it was a good time.
I hope those kids are able to go back and access some of that work and appreciate what they accomplished, because it was amazing.
Great thing, John, is our school the next year in 4th and 5th grade, the kids are going to get those. So those same kids are going to get to come back to me, every other day for a phonology class.
Oh, terrific.
And then, the 4th graders are going to get it. So actually at Pike Lake for 4th and 5th grade, they're going to get phonology, a class of it, every other day.
Boy.
For 2 years.
Write me in. I'm with you. I'll come by. Yeah.
We'll hook up again. It's gonna be good. We got some good things going, so I'm pretty excited.
Well, you've certainly raised the bar for a lot of schools and a lot of students and a lot of just kids out there listening, and have made them realize that this can be a lot of fun. It can be very interesting, and it can lead to a lifetime of following nature.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
So, Rob, you just are done with school. What do you got planned for your summertime?
I'm leaving on Sunday for a week with my grandson and my son and my brother, and we're going to go camping. And I'll probably come home, mow the lawn, and get my wife, and we're going to go camping, and we're going to get outside since most of our other summer events have been canceled. So we're going to camp a lot this year.
Sounds good. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to enjoy myself completely and get back to it next year.
We'll look forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Okay, thank you. Looking forward to seeing you guys again.
All right, Rob.
It's Rob Marone. He is a teacher at Pike Lake Elementary, one of the many teachers. We thank you all for your contributions to Phenology, for being a teacher during these times. We can't thank you enough. Even if you didn't have a chance to contribute to Phenology, I just commend you all for getting through.
And if something we've said this morning has triggered something in you and you'd like to involve your teaching and your classrooms with Phenology, by all means, get in touch with us. We would love to help you.